after the riots sparked by the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968, parts of 7th Street Northwest in the district look like a war zone. But sandwiched between two storefronts, a small Pentecostal church stood nearly untouched. WTOP's Brennan Hazelton has more now as we continue our special series, DC Uprising, Voices from the 1968 Riots.
Attend a Sunday service at Mount Joy Soul Saving Station, and it's easy to see where the joy in its name comes from.
We had about 50 people, 40 or 50.
And that's Pastor Hattie Bynum, now 94 years old, talking about when she founded the church in the early 50s. Her focus, helping kids.
Because the children brought us to the conclusion that they needed more help, because they were neglected and they didn't have any place to go.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Will you come to bless your day this morning, God?
Well, one thing, it was shocking because we really couldn't believe it.
When Dr. King was killed and rioting erupted, Bynum, who also worked full-time as a nurse at George Washington University Hospital, first worried about her son and daughter. Then came the church, which was somehow immune to the carnage around it.
The fire didn't even touch the church. It burned out the building next to it, and it built out the building on the other side of it. But nothing, not even the smoke was in the building. We couldn't even smell the smoke.
They burned down during the 68 riots. The building on the left and the building on the right. But God's house,
glory,
stood still, stood strong, and we praise God.
There would be challenges ahead for Mount Joy, like when, a few years later, the city mistakenly demolished the building it had moved to. But like during that terrible week in 1968, Bynum says she never lost hope.
Well, you can't, because nothing is hopeless. As long as we had life, we were not hopeless.
In my next and final report, a warning about the future.
And that is, it can happen again.